Supplies for hormone injections and safer substance use are now available for free from AMS SASC and peer support. Folks can order supplies online or drop by during office hours to access these resources. Confidential forms and additional information can be found on their website, www.amssasc.ca, or you can drop by either office located on the third floor of the Nest. This initiative is part of the SASC and Peer Support's commitment to providing equitable access to harm reduction supplies and can be accessed by anyone in the community. I'ma keep on talking about it
because it's true. If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshie has you covered. Stop in today at Freshie on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshie on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshie. Eat. Energize.
Hastings Crossing is Vancouver's eclectic heart, a welcoming, diverse community rooted in social innovation, compassion, and cultural wisdom. Situated downtown along Hastings between Richards and Gore, you will find some of Vancouver's OG businesses like Nemesis Coffee, Meat and Bread, Dressu, Nuba, and many more. By supporting local businesses and social enterprises in Hastings Crossing, you are also helping to shape a more resilient, inclusive, and sustainable local economy in the downtown east side. Find out more about how Hastings Crossing Business Improvement Association is working to support the people and economies of Vancouver's downtown east side at hxbia.com or follow us on Instagram at hxbia.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a
light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm not over to you and Serviette and doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Re-20-20. Catch up, get that water. Hide the east side. And then that low tide.
Hello.
Hello.
This is CITR. The show is Mixotroph. My name's Nolan.
And I'm Sophie.
This is my friend Sophie's second appearance today.
And this is a Sophie and Nolan show, actually.
Sophie and Nolan show.
Plot twist. I think
my usual co-host is taking a course on wine.
Oh.
Yeah.
On like being a sommelier or?
Yes. Oh. And just learning about grapes and the finer things in life.
Awesome.
Of which music is a part of course. And yeah, this is a bit of a spontaneous episode we're gonna be doing here for you guys. We're here at CITR. We just came in broadcasting from unceded, ancestral, traditional Musqueam territories. We just had a spontaneous decision to do a chicken-themed episode today.
Yes.
Because we were just hanging out in the archive.
We found this album called Chickenized by Frank Chickens. And we were very into it, and we wanted to share it with everyone listening right now. And then I was like, why not make a chicken-themed episode? Because I have so many songs that I like that have the word chicken in them, or the word pollo, which means chicken in Spanish. And I've been meaning to make a playlist. And so I was like, why not just like compile all of these, like our chicken knowledge in music, and make and play a bunch of chicken songs for everyone. So that's what we're doing today.
Yep.
We got some good stuff.
We're really excited. We decided on this about 10 minutes ago.
Yep.
Because the studio is meant to be under construction, but it's not. And we're here. We're in the good old studio. And yeah, we're just going to be playing some chicken songs. And this first one that I'd like to play, Sophie, because yeah. Sophie is actually doing the mixing here. She's got her own show coming up very soon.
And we're practicing. This is yeah. a practice round for
exactly.
me.
Yeah. But we're just going to play some sick music. Mm-hmm. That's the main objective. So the first song I'd like to play on this fine afternoon is called Jody's Walk, and it's a song that I found, and it's from an album called Thunder Chicken, and I thought it was pretty nice. So that's going to be the first one for us this evening. It's called Jody's Walk by the Mighty Imperials.
Thank you.
Hello. So that was Return to Hot Chicken by Yo La Tengo, and before that you were listening to Jody's Walk by the Mighty Imperials. How are you doing today, Nolan?
I'm doing fine. I'm really thankful for being able to ride my bike and just be here. It's pretty hot. It's been pretty hot and humid.
Today's a pretty hot day, yeah.
Yeah, kind of concerning considering just general state of things and right. the world, but
yeah.
At the end of the day, you gotta make do with what you got, and we're in here playing chicken music. Just exercising free will and just thinking about chickens and how they run around. And my friend was telling me how in Rwanda chickens are really muscular, and you know, he's like, he was really really like caught off guard with like, he was eating chicken here and was like, why is this so soft? Because normally,
really?
Yeah, chickens, like, you got to run to catch them to eat them.
Oh, wow.
In Rwanda. So he was, yeah. So
I learned recently that chickens were actually, like, bred to be eaten. Like, they weren't really an animal that you would eat at first, but then they sort of, like, made them more meaty so that you would eat them. I don't know the facts or the correct.
What was like, their initial purpose to humans?
I actually have no idea.
Hmm.
I wonder if they were pets.
Hmm.
I mean, people have pet chickens, but then they eat them most of the time, right?
I don't know. Is that true? I thought they ate the eggs, typically.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about chickens.
Yeah. They're birds. They
mm-hmm.
They can't really fly very well. Maybe there are some chickens that are really good at flying.
Maybe. Or maybe there were. I mean, what does a muscular chicken do? Like...
Well, it just runs around really fast, I think. Right. I don't think it, like, can soar like an eagle. I think that would be an impressive sight.
That would be very impressive. I also found out recently that proletarian is a word for people who have, like, diets where the only meat they eat is chicken.
Huh.
And I was surprised. I found it really funny because, I mean, pollo is chicken in Spanish. And at first I saw the word and I was like, how do you pronounce that? The word also exists in Spanish. It's pollo tariano. So there's a fun fact for you today, a fun chicken fact.
That's very fun.
Right?
Thanks for sharing that. Pollo tarian.
You're welcome.
What's the next chicken themed song
Okay. Let's play Chicken 80 by Mark Bingham. So this song, really funny story. I was walking into the station, this was like a few months ago, mm-hmm. and our friend here at the station, Chris, had his own show going on and he was playing the song and I really liked it, and then I asked him what it was and it was this song. It's a very fun song, so we're going to play that.
Shout out, Chris.
Shout out, Chris. Thanks, Chris. Thank you, Chris, for your exquisite music.
Driving away in the pickup truck, it makes it.
Chicken coming out of the egg. Chicken being born again. Chicken.
So you're listening to Talk Talk. Spirit of Eden. What's the music?
The song is Eden. We just grabbed this from the record library.
Nolan was asking, what's the chicken connection here? And yeah, the conclusion was that this is what a chicken, this is what plays when a chicken comes out of the womb, comes out of the egg.
Its entire little mind is just, this kind of music is just reverberating in there. Just chicken. Chickens are cool.
Chickens are cool.
I would say that.
Let me start off with a basket of chips. I then move on to the pollo asada taco. I would like two pollo asada tacos with one beef chimichanga. On a chimichanga, I would like a side of sour cream. I would like tomatoes and onions on my quesadilla. For dessert, I would like the soapy flares. I would like extra cinnamon. I would like a side of guacamole on my tostitos. I like to dip the tostitos in the guacamole. Can I get a basket? I told you about the basket of chips. I'd like a large iced tea. Two large iced teas. Okay, that'll be 16.07. 20? Okay. This is 16.07 to change. I would like a basket of chips, a beef chimichanga with a side of sour cream. I like some guacamole on my chimichanga with a quesadilla of tomato, onion, and vegetables. I should like a burrito with beans, beef, and I would like a carne asada taco. Could you put some hot sauce on there for me? No, he's inside the taco, not on this side. Yes, can I have a carne asada taco? Not a pollo asada, we want a chicken. Do you have guacamole? Can you make me some guacamole? I have guacamole. Okay, and my burrito, I like the machaco beef and the shredded pork. And some more cheese, please. Okay, that'll be 22. I like 2 lemonades and 1 medium iced tea. Okay, that'll be 20.07. Out of 22. Okay, $1. 52 is your change. Thanks a lot. Your food will be up. Here, let me get your drinks. Hi, can I help you? Yes, I like a basket of chips. I like a beef chimney. What is the pollo asada? It's chicken. Well, okay, what is the carne asada? It's the beef. Okay, let me get 2 carne asada tacos.
Hello.
Mixotroph is the program you're listening to.
On 101.9 FM, CITR.
CITR.
Chicken.
Because that's the theme of the episode.
That is the theme of the episode. I would like to apologize for the chaos that is folding currently. This is, I'm practicing because I'm trying to start a radio show, and Nolan has given me the opportunity to sit here and play around with the mixer, and I'm very grateful. And I'm very thankful for all of you listening out there and giving me the opportunity to share music and talk and say nonsense.
Yeah.
You know?
We all need that.
Right.
Everyone's got some nonsense to say.
Truly. You just listened to Return. No, that was not. Too much chicken. It's making my brain.
Yeah, it was a Ween song.
It was a Ween song. It was Boya Salo by Ween. Very fun song. So what are we listening to next, Nolan?
This next one is actually one I just found. In the archive, and it's by a Japanese pop art group called Frank Chickens, formed in London.
Japanese, okay.
Yes, in 1982. And it's just a lot of exciting chicken music. And we have it here on vinyl for you to enjoy this sublime piece of music. And we're gonna play We Say You Say by Frank Chickens.
Let's do it.
What you say?
Tiny legs.
leg kick properly. We got slanted eyes. Can they see properly? We got giant heads. Are they really Martians?
You guys feeling chickenized or what? Next up is Kentucky Fried Chicken by Ronnie Foster. Hee hee, enjoy.
Thank you.
Hello.
We're back. And you just listened to... what did you listen to? You listened to Kentucky Fried Chicken by Ronnie Foster.
Yep. I actually put a Ronnie Foster song in my demo. Incredible 70s soul jazz organ player.
Oh, yeah.
Check his stuff out, please.
How wonderful and full circle.
Yep.
That's awesome.
And just another chicken related song. We're just celebrating these beautiful birds. And did you know that they're the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex?
I didn't know that.
Yep.
That makes sense a little bit.
Yeah.
The claws? I mean,
they have claws. You know, and some chickens can be pretty scary.
I agree. I was about to say.
I saw a chicken that would look like Andy Warhol.
But did it have the
hair?
Had the hair.
Yeah.
The
and
wig.
It was actually a menace. Glasses. It was just going around to dogs and just like taunting them, just running around.
Andy Warhol would have done that.
Yeah.
Did you see this happen?
This was in the Berkshires in the USA.
Oh, wow. Was this recently?
Yeah. Just a cool chicken sighting.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just great little creatures. You can just pet them. And
did Andy Warhol make any chicken art?
I don't know.
Maybe like a chicken Campbell soup.
The more
pan,
I think about
would
his
be the closest
hair.
Thing.
Yeah. He probably thought about chickens before.
I would think so.
Yeah, but like just his hair is just all over
you
the place.
You think it's like inspired by chickens?
Maybe not. Maybe that's a stretch. I don't have any solid. I don't want to spread misinformation.
Right, we don't want to do that.
But I saw a chicken that looked like Andy Warhol, and that's my contribution here.
For your chicken fact of the day.
Yeah.
That and that they are close to dinosaurs.
They're pretty, close living relatives.
I found that apparently chickens can dream. This website says that research has shown that chickens experience REM while sleeping, meaning they can dream just like us.
Wonder what that would look like.
And they sleep dream. They sleep with an eye open.
Oh.
For predators.
Wow.
You think Andy Warhol slept with an eye open?
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised. Bit of a weird fellow.
He was kind of a robot, right? From what we know.
Strange.
Nolan and I both took an art history course together a few terms ago.
Yep.
And we watched the Andy Warhol biopic, right? No.
Yeah. And then
David Basquiat.
Basquiat
biopic.
David Bowie playing Andy Warhol. It was a
showstopper.
Yeah, you know.
Nolan disagrees.
I thought a bit of a weird casting choice.
Yeah,
it was a good. So yeah, you know, movies, biopics. We have a lot to say about biopics, but we're not going to get into that right now because
that's for another episode.
Yeah,
we can talk about.
We're talking
biopics.
About chickens.
We're talking about chickens.
Yeah. And we actually want to play another track by Frank Chickens, who we played two songs ago. And off this same record, and it's called Chicken Ondo.
Chicken Ondo.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Hello, welcome back to Chicken Radio Mixotroph on CITR.
The Sophie and Nolan show.
Sophie and Nolsey show. Yeah, that last track was called The Chicken from Outer Space by Foxtails. Yeah, pretty crazy track. Shout out to Jay from Lethal Refresh for putting me onto that.
Oh, that was Jay?
Yep.
Lovely.
Yep, some cool stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken-themed stuff, and sorry for the mix-up. Skipped the song called "Good Newts" by Mega Cat. Chicken got in the studio, was causing havoc. But Mega Cat is really cool. Check them out if you haven't already. They're in Seattle. They're just coming up, and things are looking like they're ending. In this chicken theme episode.
Unfortunately, or fortunately for you, you don't have to deal with our chicken either one. Mess.
But, either one. You know, you have one epic finale for us, right?
I have one epic finale. And so we ran out of chicken content, but I have ostrich content.
Oh, okay.
This is a song called The Ostrich by The Primitives. And they are, this was Lou Reed's band before he joined the Velvet Underground.
Oh, yes.
Such a fun song. And we're going to finish off with that. But before that, I wanted to give a shout out to our friend Chris. Earlier, we played a song named Chicken 80 by Mark Bingham. And this is a song that he was playing during his show like a few months ago. I walked into the studio and he was here playing it and I asked him what it was, yada, yada. And such a good song. But we wanted to give him a shout out. He hosts a really great show from 1 to 2 on Mondays called Parts Unknown. So tune into that. It's great.
Thanks,
it's great
Chris.
Stuff. Thank you, Chris.
And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this chicken episode. A little bit all over the place, but that's all right. Sometimes life is like that. So here's this last track. It's called The Ostrich. Thanks for tuning in to Mixotroph. See you in about 2 weeks, every other Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. world music. And it's exciting.
Yep. Super exciting.
Thank you, everyone. Have a lovely day.
Okay,
I want everybody to settle down now. We got some new we're going to show you.
We pulled it off.
When we come upside your head. You get ready? You said you'll go. Yeah. All right, come on. Come on. Come on, let's go. Yeah. All right. Everybody get down on your face, man. Get ready, yeah. Okay, come on. Hey, put your hands up. Upside your knees, that feels awesome. Yeah. You take this forward. You step on your head, that feels awesome. All right.
this person ever.